I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Sketch Toronto is reaching out to those in need for art supplies, meal kits, and harm reduction kits in the downtown core this week until April 7th. Sketch is a city-based organization helping the unhoused and marginalized youth through the arts. The initiative is targeted to help creative wellness and a deeper sense of community between the organization and residents amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Today, Jess DeVette and Kina Gutierrez discuss Sketch's work, its development of the current initiative, and its future plans.
Hi, nice to meet you. As mentioned, I guess I work with Kina. We're part of the resource distribution team, where we have coordinated access to food, art supplies, wellness, and harm reduction resources for young people in the city. My role at Sketch is I am the opportunity specialist and have been at Sketch for the last 5-6 years doing mostly visual arts and usually working in the studio, but given all of the circumstances with COVID, we found that we wanted to find new ways to make sure that people had the tools that they needed to participate in program and also keep creating artwork. And we find access to food central to that. And we can keep talking about it, but I'll let Kina introduce themselves as well.
Hello, I'm Kinatsin or Kina. I'm part of the resource distribution team as well. I'm the culinary art specialist at Sketch. As Jess mentioned, resource distro group was born out of the necessity of the as a response for the pandemic, how to reach our community, the Sketch community, and the community around us as well, the rest of the community, and to be able to supply with art and food, you know, items and support them in that way.
When you mentioned the communities being served, what specific like communities and areas is this initiative helping out right now?
So I don't know if you want to answer, Kina, as well. I would say the communities within the Sketch mandate are young people ages 16 or 29. Artists in the city, and I think that there's really specific focus of understanding what are the circumstances that create precarity for people. So I would say, yeah, Kina, would you want to add something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you said, 16 to 29, the area, well, we try to serve like anybody can come. But we have like small parts in like the way they are living, like living on the margins or navigating poverty. We try to focus on that part, but the area, like we have had participants who come all the way from Scarborough or Etobicoke. We have a few from Mississauga. Then that has been some of the issues or the limitation of the program itself, like delivery, because it's a pickup program. So it's the fact that they have to come to us, what could be it is a barrier, although we're working on that one, on that part to make it smaller.
How is it central for this initiative for you guys to really emphasize creative wellness in this? I know that's a big thing that you guys mentioned in your previous work. So how did this kind of lead with the meal kits along with art supplies and the harm reduction kits?
So I guess how I would think of it is that like food insecurity and lack of access to both art and wellness has been exacerbated, particularly after the pandemic. However, before the pandemic, our program was really focused on different types of disciplines. Our studio was open for visual arts, screen printing, ceramics, music, dancing, and something really central to this was what it means to create in community, and then also making sure that there was always like at the core was access to food, because we know that there's no way of creating art if you don't have access to food. So I guess with that in mind, and considering all the things that were changing around us, particularly in the issues with like access to the studio, we wanted to make sure that when we were offering and like changing our programming and also figuring out how to make programming in digital space, we knew that there was still a need for people to have access to food. And I guess that's where we, I guess, started. Kina?
Yeah, I agree with everything Jess said. I will just add that, we try to, like, wellness is to be, you know, to be fed, it's part, right? Like having a roof over their head is also important, or have some security in that section is also very important. But we try to at least procure the food part and the artistic part, so it's one thing less in their minds to worry about. So I think it's not like we are solving all the wellness, but we are trying to contribute to have an improvement on them.
And I know that this initiative, it's been going on since February and it's until April 7th. How has the turnout been so far?
Well, I guess the first time that we started running this program was alongside a program that we used to do as well before the pandemic called Art in the Park. We figured that if we were going to offer programming, people might need the right supplies to do it, as well as the food. So this was in 2020 in the fall and winter. And then from there, I guess we've been working together to kind of streamline the way in which we can, like, as Kina was saying, like expand the access to this program from young people, as well as doing like broader outreach. And in this last session that ran since February, what we've noticed is that definitely, like, something we were privy to before was that food insecurity was imminent in Toronto during the pandemic. And a lot of this kind of precarity has to do with all sorts of things that are happening around us. So in recognizing this, I guess we wanted to understand what was happening in the city that was impacting the lives of many people that in our communities that we work with as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess for specifics right now, can you talk to me more about the meal kits, please? And what do they contain?
The kits have food, our supplies, harm reduction supplies, and wellness supplies. So the food will be prepared hot meals, prepackaged food, fresh vegetables, and that's the food side. And then you have art supplies and Jess. You have made these amazing art kits, and could be pastels, could be acrylics, watercolors, drawing, scene, knitting. I hope I'm not missing another one. And then we have the wellness. Then that's a seasonal thing. You know, it's like we always have pads, tampons. So there are center staple products and we have all the time, but depending of when the resource distro program is running, if it's in the winter or it's in the summer, then we'll have different staples. Like for the winter, we have hats, mittens, scarves. If it's in the summer, we'll have other items that are more summer oriented. Personal hygiene products as well, shampoos, soaps, toothbrush, etc. And the harm reduction will be kits for different uses. The harm reduction are supplies are given to us by Pieces to Pathways, another organization, and will be naloxone, piercing kits, hormone kits as well, party packs, cell harm reduction pads, kits. Many other kids that are there.
Was Sketch kind of affected in any way about certain accessibility to certain foods or what they were able to provide by, I guess, like the recent inflation or the rising prices in food right now in the city?
most of the food comes through donations. We have two amazing partnerships, Second Harvest and the 4-Year Food Bank. And also we do have a small budget, but most of our donation, most of the food and the packaged foods that we have in the space, it's through donations.
How were you able to kind of gauge what was most needed by individuals that were going to these pickups?
I think working in like what Kina's mentioning about like the partnerships, for example, that really sets kind of like the basis of what we have to offer. And within that, I think that a very key component, particularly in harm reduction, is like having information, and also knowing that we have these connections in case people want to know more or have broader interest about what we're offering. So I would say that alongside like the need of what people were asking for in terms of harm reduction was definitely knowledge around those frameworks in themselves. And I think that it's also reflected on the need for mental health resources and other type of wellness, which also occur in partnerships through Sketch. One of our team members is the wellness specialist at Sketch, and has been able to connect young people through this program to CTYS, which is the Central. Central Toronto. I'm so sorry. I always forget
acronyms. Oh, no problem.
For youth services, and we do offer a certain amount of counseling or like referrals to mental health or employment, as well as other things.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to like know more about the wellness referrals that you guys also included, because I think that's very unique to Sketch. I guess is that something that has always been there, and is it something that you found too, that in terms of this accessibility you've mentioned, that it was really important to also include with these pickups?
It have for the ones, sometimes it's accessibility and knowing participants sometimes don't know who to ask or where to go, so we are trying to offer this with the packages as well. So it's a connection and accessibility situation.
Just a few more questions to conclude. So along with these pickups, what are other future initiatives that people could look out for from Sketch?
I think that one of our major hopes is really figuring out what space access will look like in the near future. I think that one of the most important things that happened in programming was that we were able to create artwork together. And I think one of the best parts of, well, I think one of the most important parts of the last 2 years has that we've really had a place to start learning about what it means to create programming offline and offer digital programming as well. And I think that there's a lot of key learnings there that we can definitely apply into what maybe hybrid programmings will look like, or just different ways in which we can make use of the space itself and continue building all of these community focused programs in the space. So I think that that's something that we're really looking forward to in like the near future. And something very similar to that was Art in the Park, but I think that there's something very different about like being able to access the things in the studio that we're just hoping can come soon.
That was Jess DeVette and Kina Gutierrez of Sketch Toronto. Pickups for meal kits, art supplies, and harm reduction kits are available until April 7th. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.